Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're sharing with you daily Christian disciplines to bring forth fruit of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. We've talked about many things, and I trust that you are being a doer of what you are hearing. God says, walk by faith. You know, it's impossible to please God unless you walk by faith. Walking by faith is walking in line with His Word. It's receiving the Word in your heart, believing it, acting upon it, speaking forth, and doing what it says. Your faith is shown by your corresponding actions. Faith without corresponding actions is dead or inoperative. You know, you can say, well, I walk by faith, I have faith, but you show your faith by your actions. That shows whether you really have the God kind of faith. God wants you to walk by faith, not by sight. The Lord wants you to walk in love as well. He's given us a commandment to love. It's to see everybody as valuable and precious. And by this shall all men know that you are truly the Lord's disciples. God wants you in the Word and doing it. Hear the Word, do the Word, act upon it continually. Put it first place in your life. Make it final authority in your life. Take your thoughts captive to the Word of God. Think on good things. The Bible says, thou wilt keep his mind in perfect peace. It will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Keep your mind on the Lord. Keep your mind on the Word of God. It'll keep you in perfect peace. Set your will to choose God's ways. He set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life that you and your seed may live. Cast all your cares upon the Lord. Cast the cares upon the Lord. Be anxious for nothing. And learn to speak forth God's Word. And don't speak things from the enemy. Don't be a vessel for cursing. Bridle your tongue and let your mouth be a source of blessing. Pray with your understanding. Pray with your spirit and tongues. And learn to confess your sin and receive forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness. Repent and turn around. Don't continue in that way. Take God's Word and put it as the source and final authority in your life, and don't compromise that thing. You choose God's way. Repent. Run from the areas of sin and walk in God's ways. Forgive every person who's wronged you. Don't hold unforgiveness, resentment, or bitterness. Let it go. If you're having continual problems with that in your life, you need deliverance to get those spirits cast out. We can help you. Give us a call and we'll help you. Be obedient to the Word of God. Learn to obey the prompting of the Holy Spirit. If you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Be faithful. As you're faithful, then God will promote you. Faithfulness is one of the fruit of the Spirit. God's wanting to bring that forth in your life. Be humble before the Lord. Deal with that pride. Don't be an I person. Do you always think what I want to do? And do you always insist on your own way of what I want? That shows you're a person who has a lot of pride. God wants you to get that pride underfoot. Don't be one of those self-righteous ones. Instead, be teachable. Pride needs to be put underfoot. You need to humble yourself. Be a praiser. Be a worshiper of God. Continually give thanks unto Him. Thank Him for the things He's done in your life. Thank Him for all the blessings that He's brought. Thank Him for the things that He's doing for you now. And praise Him and worship Him. Praise Him for the things He's done and worship Him for who He is. Separate yourself from the world. Don't let yourself be a friend of the world. Otherwise, you're an enemy against God. Separate yourself from everything that's of the world and don't touch the unclean things, and then He will receive you. Be steadfast. Don't waver. No doubt. No drawing back. We're going to be steadfast on the Word, and we're going to do it consistently. Rejoice in the Lord, knowing the fact that God is at work to bring forth the promises. We're going to rejoice in the Lord always. It doesn't matter what comes against us. We know that God's going to get us out of things that the devil brings against us. He's going to cause us to overcome in our life. Don't fear. Fear not. And abound in hope. God wants you full of hope, praise God. You're not going to be moved away from the hope of the gospel. Hope's to be the anchor of your soul. And you're going to be confident in the Lord, not in the flesh, not in your own ability, confident in the Lord working in you and through you. And be full of courage. We will not be discouraged. We're going to be full of courage. Discouragement is a loss of courage. Be strong and courageous. Be only strong and very courageous. And as you are strong and courageous, as God has commanded you, you're going to be bold and you're going to deal with situations. You're not going to withdraw and escape into some other means. Instead, you're going to deal with it according to the Word of God. And God's going to bring you through and cause you to overcome. Praise the Lord. Today we're going to talk about being a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. God wants you to be a witness. You know, when you got born again, you became a new creature in Jesus Christ. And you now have been made the righteousness of God in Him. Well, because you've been made righteous, you now are to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to be an ambassador for Christ. The Bible says now you are an ambassador for Christ. That means you've been sent. Where have you been sent from? You've been sent from heaven. Because you've been born from above. That's what born again means. And now your spirit has come from above. And now you are an ambassador for Christ here in this earth, and you are to represent the Lord. You are to let your light shine. You are to be a vessel to minister the things of God. Don't waste your time trying to build your kingdom and get all the things you can get for yourself on this earth. You need to be a vessel to reach out to people. Are you ministering to people? Are you being a witness for Him? You've been called to be a witness. You must be a witness. The Bible says in Mark 16:15, it's a commandment. It says, He said to the disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Being a witness is preaching the gospel. That's the good news. Now, that doesn't mean you condemn people. Don't go preaching a gospel of condemnation. That's not the true gospel. The true gospel is good news. Gospel means good news. You're going to preach the truth of the good news of what Jesus has done for them and what He will do for them, how He loves them, how He will bring them out of bondage, how He will heal them and deliver them, how He will give them eternal life, and how they can come to the Lord and be new creations in Christ. Praise God. The Bible says that you now have the ministry of reconciliation. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18, all things are of God who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ and hath given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. You want to know what one of your ministries is? One of your ministries is the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. God has given you the ministry of reconciliation to see people be reconciled unto God, and He has given you the word of reconciliation. He's committed to you the word. Are you taking the word of God and giving it out to people to help them to be reconciled unto the Lord? Do you witness to people? Do you pass out tracts? You know, if you don't witness to people and pass out tracts, then you're being disobedient to the Word of God. You need to realize that. The Bible says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Don't be one of those that say, well, I only witness when I feel led to. That's contrary to the Bible. You don't witness when you, quote, feel led to. The Bible says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, not just whoever you're led to. Every creature, whoever you come in contact with is who you're led to, and you are to be ready to speak forth the Word of God. You're ready to be a witness to those people. Too many people are, you know, they aren't being bold witnesses for the Lord. It's time for you to be a witness. Just think of all the Christians in the world who are rising up and being a dynamic witness for the Lord with the love of God pouring out and the Word of God and reaching out to one another. Just see how fast the world would be changed and how fast they'd be won for the Lord Jesus Christ and how fast this nation would be turned around. See, God's looking for the body of Christ to rise up and start preaching the gospel boldly. Start talking to people about Jesus. Pass out tracts. You know, sometimes you don't have time to talk to someone. You're going to the bank, you're going to the grocery store, you're going to get gas, you're going doing errands, you're coming in contact with people. You can pass out tracts just in a moment's time and give them a tract. Give them a tract on salvation. Give them a tract on healing. Give them a tract. You know, we have tracts that we have available on for people to be born again, to receive the Holy Spirit, to be healed, to be delivered. And we pass these tracts out to people everywhere we go. God, when you go out to eat, leave a tract with the people when you leave your tip at the end of the meal. Give out tracts to people when you come in contact with them. If you talk to them when you have an opportunity and preach the gospel to them. God has committed unto you the word of reconciliation. We are ambassadors for Christ, and He wants you to do His mighty works. In fact, as a witness, not only are you going to go and just witness about salvation, you're going to go and do all the works of God. Jesus said, "He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also." You know, the world is looking for the reality of God. A lot of times they don't see it in the church because there's a lack of power. There should be power. You know, the gospel is shown forth in a demonstration of the Spirit and in power. I'll tell you need to be able to go out and lay hands on the sick and minister healing to them. You need to be able to cast out demons. The Bible says that these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out demons, and they shall heal the sick, praise God. We're going to lay hands on the sick. We're going to minister the power of God. You know, the Holy Ghost comes upon you, and you are then to take hold of the Word of God and go forth and be a witness. You're to get full of power and release the power of God. God wants you to be full of power. Remember those ones in the book of Acts? They got full of faith. They got full of power. They were full of the Holy Spirit. And they went forth and witnessed boldly as they ought. Well, the Lord wants you to be doing the same thing. What kind of a witness are you? Do you talk to people about Jesus? Have you ever led someone to Jesus? Probably because you've never spent time talking to people. Why don't you go around and start witnessing to people? Why don't you go around the area of your neighborhood, pass out tracts? Why don't you start talking to people about the Lord Jesus Christ and ministering to them? Now, you need to have wisdom on the job. Don't be one of those who sits there and doesn't have wisdom and causes yourself to lose your job. There's ways you can witness that can be very effective, and you can reach out for people and not compromise your work ethic on the job or be offensive. God wants you to have wisdom. There's a time to speak and there's a time for you to work. You need to have wisdom. But one thing is for sure, you need to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to let your light shine. You need to be a peculiar people that are going to show forth the Word, and people are going to know that you got the answers because you witness and declare the truth of the gospel. Praise God. Go forth and be a mighty witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Start making your life count for Him. You know, remember, you're an ambassador for Christ. You're representing Him. Go forth and minister the Word to those with the ministry of reconciliation and bring people unto the Lord. We're going to see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, I want to invite you to a free seminar with Graham Coat, a former 700 Club chaplain, who's going to teach on the Hallelujah Diet, teaching health from a biblical perspective. Reverend Code is going to testify how the Hallelujah Diet helped him overcome cancer and many physical diseases in his body. The seminar will be held Friday, January 8th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, 23 Morse Road. That's Friday, January 8th from 7 to 9. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673.